Everyone say glory.
Glory to me.
Thank you, Master. Glorious hallelujahs. Refreshed, not refleshed.
Amen.
And how's everybody tonight?
Blessed.
And highly favored and flavored. You definitely got flavored up.
Amen.
Glory. 1 John chapter 1. I gotta read my own writing. Glory, glory. God is good. All the time. You know, it's amazing. As we keep breaking through the me walls. Everyone say me wall.
Me wall.
It's the wall of me. Me wall. You have to break through the me wall. So he can touch his glory. And then the enemy likes to put walls up called me walls because it's all about me. See, when it's about you, you can't break through. You're too busy looking at you. You can't dance. You can't praise. You're just busy looking at you. Then you shut your eyes and do nothing and play religion because me walls got you bound. Can't shake that monkey off. You know, dancing is a form of worship. It's in the Bible. I just don't like to dance. When you ask God something, he might say, I don't like to do that either. You say, what's the matter? You can't humble yourself? See, the me wall has got P-R-I-D-E, personal reverence into a deadly end. Still protecting yourself. Me wall. 1 John chapter 1. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Glory. In verse 5. Would you read it with me? Because what you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you become. If you're going to speak light, these words are light, and they are life, and they're life-changing. And we want to drive out all darkness, all doubt, and all fear. See, we're to drive stuff out. It's our responsibility to drive it out. Jesus gave you the power. Say, I got the power. To drive out. And as you drive out these spirits, you drive out doubt, you drive out oppression, you drive out all of this garbage that the world connects you with and that you've been collecting all of your life since the first day you took breath. Not only that, all the things that you've inherited. How many of y'all know addiction is inherited? It's a spirit that's inherited. Fear is a, look at diabetes, heart disease, all these things are inherited. Amen? We got to drive them out. Asthma is nothing but a spirit of fear. People don't realize these things. God didn't put sickness on us, did he? No. In fact, he said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not his what? Benefits. I mean, you know, he got benefits. Let me tell you the first one. He says, I forgive you. The second one, he says, I heal you. See, you don't need Obamacare. You got a lifetime warranty. He says, I rescue you from a life of destruction. I crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. I renew your youth. Hallelujah. I like that one. And he puts good things in your mouth, but you first got to start with bless the Lord. Why? Because you sow, you reap. What you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. Verse 5, let's speak it. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is what? Light. And in him there is no darkness at all. So there is no gray area in God. Amen. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we what? We lie. So if you call yourself a Christian, but you're still practicing wickedness, God says, you lie. Again, verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Practice the truth. Practice the truth. That means it must become a part of your life. That means you must start entering God's realm and not and get out of your own. It's a process. You sow your way into it. If you don't sow, you don't grow. Amen. If you don't grow, you don't go. Oh, glory. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light, that means you're practicing the truth, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So if I say that I believe but I don't follow, does that make me a liar? Yes. I believe I'm doing my own thing, man. Bye-bye. You're going to cook like the rest of them. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we do what? If we confess our sins, if we repent and turn from them, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and do what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, things that offend him and things that keep us separated from him. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Why? Because if his word's not in you, you got nothing to compare it with. Amen. That's why it's so important to not only read the word, speak the word, and eat the word. We are to practice truth. We are to practice what? Truth. You know, many people say, well, the truth, the word says, if you know the truth, it will set you free. Well, I know a lot of people that ain't free, and they know the word. In fact, they can quote the page numbers, but they're still bound up. You know why? Because they don't put it to life. You must practice it. Now, again, this means you're stepping out of the realm of carnality, walking in the realm of the spirit. This is a totally different arena. It's a brand new life. And if you're not willing to come to the end of your old life and say, I'm done with that life, I don't want that life no more, then you don't get a new one. Believe me, I had to come to the end. Sometimes you think you've come to your end, and you realize you ain't ended yet. Because if you're still fighting for your life, you haven't come to the end of your life. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2. No, let's go to Galatians 5 first. Galatians 5. Oh, glory. In verse 16. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. I say then what? Walk in the Spirit. In other words, walk in that realm with God. So you're not walking with you no more. You're walking with the Holy Spirit and walking with God. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, lust of the flesh. Lust is a word that's associated with desire. Overwhelming desire. Has everybody got it? Overwhelming desire. So when people call people addicts, they actually have an overwhelming desire. It's called addiction. Whether it's eating, whether it's pornography, whether it's gambling, whether it's lying, whether it's sexual perversion, whatever it may be, if there's an overwhelming desire, it is called lust. Does everybody get it? Now, there is a lust that's good. It's a lust for God. Does everybody got it? What we call it's actually a love for God. Does everybody get this? Okay. So he says here, it's so powerful because if you're walking in the Spirit, you're not going to lust after the things that are displeasing to God. And the only way you're going to walk in the Spirit is by practicing the truth, by partaking of it, because that's what's going to keep you in the Spirit. Okay. At verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so you don't do the things that you wish or that you desire, your lustly desire, your fleshly desire. But if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're not going to be under the law that which is sin and death. Now the works of the flesh are what? They're evident, and he explains it. These are the things that are going to bind you. These are the things that are works of the flesh. Which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry. Sorcery here means drugs, means pharmakia, which means black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. Whether it's in a bottle, whether it's in a needle, whether it's in a joint, no matter, or in a pill. Does everybody get it? It's called witchcraft. Why? Because witchcraft does deceive. When you go to a doctor and you break your leg, if he gives you a pain pill, that pain pill ain't healing you. It's deceiving you. Amen? All right. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and anything like this that is displeasing to God, which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God or eternal life. Even if you proclaim yourself to be a believer. Remember, this letter by Paul is written to a church. It's written to believers. It's a church in Galatia. He's telling them, if you practice these things, you will not maintain eternal life. He's warning them. Does everybody get it? Why? Because the wages of sin is death. This is called works of the flesh. You can't inherit the kingdom of God. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, glory. In verse 1. And what does it say? And you he made alive. Wow, alive. Why? Who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Does everybody understand that power of darkness has power? That's why it's called the power of darkness. The powers of darkness have power. Demons have power. Fallen angels have power. Satan has power. They have power to do what? Deceive. They have power to influence. Did you ever realize where the battle is? It's where? It's in the thoughts, isn't it? They have power to influence. Every thought has a voice. Every voice is associated with a presence, either good or evil, and releases two things, an image and an emotion. And demons get fed by emotion. The only emotions they can't get fed by is peace, joy, and righteousness, because that's God's love. So they try to stir up. They try to influence an individual to sow in the flesh, because if you sow in the flesh, you reap corruption. Fear. That's an emotion, isn't it? How about hatred, anger, jealousy, rage? All works of the flesh. They promote a what? An emotion. And demons get fed. It also brings a curse on you, and a curse is a legal right for a demon to access you, whether you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior or not. Hello? You mean I'm a believer, I can't have a demon? Really? Obviously, you have a demon of deception or stupidity, most likely religious. All right. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of what? Disobedience, because that influence is causing rebellion towards God, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the what? Lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, of the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So we are under the wrath of God. Remember, grace, again, is God's plan to what? Escape. Escape what? The deception of the devil. That's his first plan, is for you to escape the deception of the devil. That's God's grace, is his plan. I hear people go, I'm saved by grace. I can do anything I want. Well, you're an idiot. That's not God's grace. Well, God's grace is his unmerited favor. No, it ain't. It's his unmerited love. You earn his favor. Everybody got it? So grace is a plan of escape. The first thing is escape the powers of darkness, the deception of the devil. Why? Because if you can't escape that, you won't escape the wrath of God. I'm so tired of hearing this soulish preaching of grace. It's not my Father's doctrine. Well, by grace I've been saved, right? Because it's his plan. What's the first part of grace? Repent. It's a part of his plan. Glory. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Why? Because it's his plan. And raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, his plan, and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a what? Gift of God. It's a gift. The what? The plan is a gift. Does everybody get that? The plan to escape is a gift from God. He didn't have to give me and you a plan. He could have just let us all cook. Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Verse 9. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Verse 10. For we are his what? Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should what? That we should what? Walk in him. He made us alive by the price he paid. Has everybody got that? He made us alive by the price he paid. You know, many people reject that price. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I'll give you the title in a minute. First, I got to lay a foundation. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires what? All men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a what? A ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, and speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Again, he paid the price. He ransomed his life for you and me. Does everybody get it? His death for our death. Why? Because we were sinners. We were dead. Disconnected from God. Disconnected from home. He ransomed his death for our death. His life for our death, that we might have life to those who follow. Life to who? Those who what?
Follow.
1 Corinthians 6. Hallelujah. In verse 15. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall they then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. That's how you inherit curses. Everyone you've ever slept with, you receive all the curses from their family line until it's broke. And people wonder why they can't get free. Because God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Everyone you've ever slept with out of the will of God, you bring receive all the curses from that family line. Verse 17. And he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Remember, this is a letter written to believers. This is a church in Corinthian. For you are what? Bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So you are bought with a price. That price that God paid for you is an exchange. Does everybody get this? It's an exchange. Everyone say exchange. 1 Peter chapter 2. Everyone say, I was purchased. I was bought. In other words, God paid the price for you to keep you from hell. 1 Peter chapter 2. We want truth, right? Welcome to Tuesday night training. Tuesday night live. The word of God is worth the drive. Peter. He's in here somewhere. Where'd you go, Pete? 1 Pete chapter 2 and verse 21. Let's speak it. For this you were what? Called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Why? Because the word believe means to what? Follow. Remember, when he showed up to the disciples, he didn't say believe me. He said what? Follow me. Who committed no sin, nor was there deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Again, we were bought with a price. There was an exchange paid. He bore our sins. Has everybody got this? In his body. Ephesians chapter 5. It's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. Ephesians 5 and verse 1. Bore our sins, paid the price. Therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us, giving himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, it is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the what? Dead. Why? Because there are many sleeping who are considered dead. And Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools or idiots or boneheads, but wise, and redeeming the time, because of what? Because of what? The days are what? Evil. They're evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Has everybody got that? Amen? But understand what the will of the Lord is. Next time, I appreciate it, brother, that you stand up when I'm done. Amen? Thank you. Go. Don't interrupt the word of God. Amen? It's called respect. Imitate what's happening here. The only way that you can and I can imitate God as children of God. Amen? Especially the days are evil. We're to expose. How do you expose? Well, you expose things. In other words, why are you exposing things? So that you can exchange them. Has everybody got it? You expose to what? Exchange. You expose to what? Exchange. Does everybody get this? Remember, God, all your trials and tribulations is going to expose your enemy. Too many people get caught up under trials and tribulation. Well, God is doing two things in trials and tribulations. The number one thing is he's exposing your impurities. And the number two is exposing your enemy. Amen? So why he's exposing these things, you get an opportunity to cut loose of those things and make an exchange. Wouldn't you rather, look at, there's a time to battle and there's a time to exchange. When you've done all that you can to stand, then you exchange. Does everybody get this? You do what? You exchange. So in this, as you and I are exchanging, what are we exchanging? Look at, Jesus paid the ultimate price of exchange. Everyone say, I have the power to exchange. If I'm not willing to exchange, I'm not going to change. Has everybody got it? So there is a time to battle and there's a time to exchange. Amen? So many times people are caught up in the conflict and certain circumstances or whatever. They're trying to fight through. They're trying to figure this out. They're binding, loosening, doing all kinds of stuff. And you know what's happening? That's all they need to do is exchange it. Amen? Just exchange it. It's simple. Look at, following Christ is not difficult. It's simple. But it's the process of following him. Amen? Praise God. So in this, we want to imitate. You can only imitate by exchanging. Why? Because you're exchanging your old nature, your old character, your old ways, your old desires for God's. You're making an exchange. Has everybody got this? Now, go to Romans chapter 1 for a minute. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. Listen, the days are evil. Things are not going to get easier. They're going to get harder. And there's that place you're going to have to fight. But you got to learn or you get burned. But there's that place when, you know what? You're going to have to learn that there's a time of fighting and there's a time of exchanging. Romans 1 verse 18. Let's speak it. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all what? ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they were without excuse. You know what? None of us have an excuse. Well, I don't know. There's no excuse. When you ran that red light and stop sign and the cop pulled you over, well, I didn't see it. It doesn't matter. You still get a ticket, don't you? Amen? That's the same thing. There is no excuse. None of us have it. All right. Now, in verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. In other words, they exchanged, didn't they, the things of God for the things of men, even though they knew the truth. And birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Watch this, 25. Who did what? They exchanged the truth of God for the lie. Do you know how many people still exchange the truth of God for a lie? They still do it. Because of what? The power of influence. That influence that causes a desire. A desire to lie, a desire to cheat, a desire to fornicate, a desire to use drugs, a desire to open their hearts and their minds up to the demonic realm again. And it's nothing but a lie. Who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature or creation rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Again, exchange the truth for a lie. Exchange lie. So listen, what we want to do is exchange deception for truth. We want to exchange fear for peace. We want to exchange sicknesses, amen, for the stripes of Jesus. We want to exchange our past for a new future. So when you, there's a time again to when you are battling, and then there's a time to exchange. Now, in a war, the one that takes advantage is the one that strikes first. So if you're an individual that strikes first every morning, hello? So what you've done is you've battled. So you're going to now, the rest of the day, will have fellowship with the Lord if you battle first. It's very difficult to have fellowship with the Lord if you haven't battled first, because you're too busy battling the rest of the day. So you strike first, because I can guarantee you, you'll be struck. And it's hard to battle when you're wounded, because you'll be all oppressed. Oh man, woe is me. Oh man, I just want my family back. I just want to. Oh, shut up. Do the will of God, and God will restore everything in his time according to his will and not your own. So many people are doing things for the wrong reason. Amen? Glory. 1 Peter chapter 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! This is the difference between warriors and wimps. But we all started off as wimps. We were all wimpy. It was very difficult to trust God until we broke through the first me wall. When you started breaking through the me walls, yes, I trust you. But then the enemy comes back and starts building up the me walls. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Let's speak it. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with what? Humility. For God does what? He resists the who? The proud. But he gives what? Grace to the humble. In other words, he's going to make a way of escape for the humble. But the proud, you're going to get hit by a truck. Verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In other words, he's going to make a way. Here you are. You ready? Verse 7. Casting all, everyone say all, your cares upon him, for he cares for you. This is called exchange. Has everybody got it? Oh, man, I need to fix my care. How many of y'all know a care can be a worry, a concern, a burden? It can be a desire. I need to fix it. How many of y'all tried to fix it and blew it? Amen. So what you want to do is exchange it. Everybody get this? Because if you're not going to exchange, you won't change. Amen. We got to teach you on that. But in this, he says, now look at, are you ready? Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you, does the exchange. Verse 8, are you ready for this? It says, be sober, which means to what? Be alert. You want to have your intentions. I'm alert. You want to be alert. Why? Because, okay, I'm going to battle. All right, man, this battling ain't working. What am I going to do? I'm going to exchange. Oh, man, I'm doing everything I got to do. Well, then exchange it. Something will work. And don't let the devil tell you it ain't working. Because he tells you it ain't working when it's working. People just don't get that yet. Why? Because he wants you to stop what you're doing. Because he's walking around with crutches now. Oh, hallelujah. Be sober. Be what? Alert. Be vigilant. That means consistent. So you're going to be alert. Holy Ghost karate. Come out. Get behind me. Amen. And you're going to exchange. Be loosed. Be sober. Alert. Be vigilant. Consistent. Why? I'm going to be consistent. Because your adversary, hello, the devil, not your spouse, not your pastor, and not your neighbors. Hello? The devil, not your boss. They may have a human form, but the devil is enforcing, empowering influence to what? Get to you. The devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Let me tell you, you know why the devil can use someone? Because they let him. It says resist him. Resist him. Say no. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you cannot use the excuse, I'm the only one. Why me? Probably because you let it. If you start fighting and start exchanging, maybe you'll walk in more peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Instead of letting the devil kick your butt, how about kicking his? And get out of that soulish arena. There's too much soulish ministry. But you don't know my feelings. I don't care how you feel. I don't give a hoot how you feel. Your feelings will lie to you, deceive you, and mislead you every time. I'm telling you about three feelings. Peace, joy, and righteousness. It's God's love. That's the only ones we're concerned about. Everything else needs to be underneath your feet. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood, nor everybody's going to be attacked. And in fact, most of us get attacked the same way. So don't think that you're being attacked some way different. Listen, the devil ain't that smart. He's got a lot of wisdom, but he ain't that smart. Everybody's going to attack. There's only three ways he can attack you. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Hello. Those are the categories. It says, but may the God of all grace, who's given you a plan to escape, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have what? Suffered a while. How many of y'all know that you learn through your sufferings? Yeah. It's called experiences. Yeah. After you suffered a while, do what? Perfect. So you learn from it. Establish, strengthen, and then what? Settle you so you're not moved anymore by those emotional influences. Oh, glory. So we're to cast, where you're going to exchange your cares, your burdens, your struggles, your fears, your problems, your doubts, your sicknesses, and all the other garbage. Amen? You're going to exchange them. Why? Because you have the power to exchange. Everyone say, I have the power to exchange. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And that's the name of the title. Power to exchange. Glory. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. But we have this what? Treasure in what? Earthen vessels, that the excellence of the what? The power. Everyone say power. Power. May be of God and not of us. Oh, yes. Yet we are hard pressed on every side. Why? Because there's evil influence. Yet not crushed. We are perplexed but not in despair. Persecuted but not forsaken. Struck down but not destroyed. always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Why? Because the word says, deny yourself. Self is the old man, to be crucified. So you're walking away from the old and walking into the new. Unless you're willing to walk away from the old, you cannot walk into the new. Amen? Praise God. Verse 12. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I did what? I spoke. I believed, so I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Now, this is powerful. The power in us by the Holy Spirit, by faith, which is your connection to the throne of God and your identity. Has everybody got it? Also brings spiritual sight. I have power to speak. Why? Because of the power that's within us. So exchanges are made by what? You speak. I believed, so I did what? Spoke. Let me tell you, your thoughts will do nothing for you when you're fighting the devil. He will defeat you in your thoughts if you try to fight him in your thoughts. The only way that you will defeat him is through when you speak. If Jesus had to defeat the devil by what he spoke and not by his thoughts, how much more do you think you and I need to? Amen? Glory. Proverbs 18. The power to exchange. Proverbs 18. There has to be a reality set. And I think this is why the Holy Spirit is releasing this tonight. There's got to be a reality set and imparted to realize that the power that's within you by Christ Jesus. Stop living out of your head and start living out of your spirit. Verse 20. Proverbs 18, verse 20. Is everybody there? It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his what? Mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. In other words, things that he's speaking. Why? Because death and life are in the what? The power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruits. Why? Because the power of the tongue is a force. You have power in your mouth. So what you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. So the power to exchange is associated with you speaking these things, not thinking these things. You will lose the battles if you're trying to fight the devil in your thoughts. The power to speak, the power to exchange. What I speak, if I believe, it will come to pass. And again, the devil's going to tell you ain't nothing happening. Why? So you stop. Oh, nothing's really happening. Who told you that? You need to get that teaching too. Who told you that? Now, let me share this with you that as you begin, look at the word says faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the word of God. So you have the power to exchange what I speak. If I believe it, it will come to pass. Now, what begins to happen is you will increase faith. Does everybody get it? Your faith will begin to increase by what you're speaking. Look at, there is faith by knowledge and faith by experience. There is faith by knowledge because of the word of God, and then there's faith by experience. How many of y'all know if you've laid hands on the sick and they got healed, you're going to want to do it again? Amen. And when you speak something, you know. I believe God is bringing us to a place right now where he wants to do corporate more. Not just individual, but more corporate. So what's he doing? He's releasing more revelation for more faith so that we can speak corporately and begin to attack more, begin to do more. Jesus told us that we would do more. It's not just about laying hands on one person, but I'm not saying not to, because then there's a time for that. There's a time to cast out a devil in one person, but there's a time to cast out a devil out of 50 because the power of the tongue. Everybody got it? Oh, hallelujah. Acts chapter 10. That's how you do it. Write it down. That's respect. Glory! But it's all a learning process. Acts 10. Hallelujah. And verse 37. The word, is everybody there? The word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with what? Power. To do what? Who went about doing good and healing all who were what? Oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Why? Because he had power. Why? People were oppressed. How many of y'all know that that's what the devil does? He oppresses you. What he always tries to do is bring you to you. Oh, it's about me. There's another me wall. Or what about this? And what about me wall, me wall, me wall? And you got to bust through those by what you what? Speak. Speak. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit with power. How many of you know fear oppresses most people? Fear is See, Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. People fear things they don't understand because they can't trust. But there's a place when you're connected with God that you don't have to understand it. You trust. And let me tell you, understanding will come. In Matthew 12. Matthew 12. I get a lot of things that come across my desk. And there's things that like, man, I just don't know what to do yet. But you know what I do? I wait. I may not know what to do today, but I will know what to do when it comes. And when you don't know what to do, you know what you do? Nothing. Does everybody get it? You don't do nothing. You wait. Don't try and figure it out and calculate it. You're just going to mess it up anyways. You wait. I don't know what to do. Look at it. If fear is there and not peace, don't do nothing. You wait. See, because the enemy loves to push. And if you have to justify, if you have to make excuses for everything, you know it ain't God. Because God don't interrupt himself. He will not make excuses. You don't need to make every. It's amazing. And how many times? Look, did you ever buy something you wish you didn't? But it looks so nice. You go, oh man, I want that. That's what I want. How many cars you bought and it looks great? And you went, and you ignored it. It took four times to start and you ignored it. Ah, we'll fix it. And then you finally got it started and you start driving. It's going, ah, we'll fix it. You know why? Because the desire to want it because it looked pretty and you just make excuses because it had influence. Because the enemy knows that if you buy it, he can get you in debt. He can snare you. Amen? And then you buy it and that beautiful car no longer looks beautiful anymore. It looks beautiful to everybody else but you. Oh, man, what a nice car you have. That's a piece of garbage. Are you kidding me? Amen? Or whatever else you bought, you know? Sure sounded great. Yeah, well, a friend of mine told me it was forget what your friend says. What does he say? Matthew 12, 33. Are you ready? Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruits. He's talking about spirits are known by their fruits. Brood of vipers, how can you be an evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the what? The mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things out of his what? Heart, speaking things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So understand that there is power in your words. Amen? There is power. By your words there is power. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Glory. Are you getting this? 2 Timothy chapter 1. Is everybody there? Verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Let's speak it. Therefore, I remind you to do what? Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Say it again. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? But what?
Power.
But what?
Power.
Power. What else?
Love.
And love and a what? And a sound mind. So what's fear going to do? It's going to seal power, love, and sound mind. But it says, stir yourself up. Everybody dance now. Amen. Stir yourself up. Pray in the Spirit. Stir yourself up. Praise and worship God. Stir yourself up. Speak the word of God. Stir yourself up. Don't sit there like an idiot and hope for something to happen, because ain't nothing going to happen. You're just going to get hit by that truck that the devil's driving. The only thing you'll carry is road mark. Tire tread. Hello. Matthew 7. Matthew chapter 7. In verse 7. Matthew 7, verse 7. What does it say? Ask. Ask, ask, ask. Ask and it will be what? Given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Does everybody get that? So when you're asking, is it going to happen? Even if you don't feel it. Even if you don't what? Feel it. Even if you don't see it. Is it happening? Yes. So it may not manifest right then, but it's gonna. Something's going on. But the devil's gonna tell you, ain't nothing happening. Why he's going, stuck in. Ain't nothing happening. He's running from you. Ain't nothing happening. He's on a wheelchair. So I'm like, no. Ain't nothing happening. I'm getting out of here. Mark 16. What's he trying to do? Get you to stop. How many of y'all know repent is an area of exchange? What are you doing? You're exchanging your sins for forgiveness. Amen. So you're confessed, when you confess things to exchange, how about prayers associated with exchange too? Amen. Again, without exchange, there's no change. How about praise and worship? Isn't it an exchange? Yeah. You know what you're actually doing is exchanging your presence for his. That's why people don't change. Because they're not willing to exchange. They're expecting God to do all kinds of stuff. And God is waiting on them. Yo. Why? Because he's going, I came and paid the price for the exchange. Let's go. Quit calling out on my name. Use what I gave you. And then use my name. Hello. Mark 16. Praise God. In verse 16. Everybody exchange now. He who what?
Believe.
And what's the word believe mean?
Follow.
And his baptized will be saved, but he who does not follow will be what? Condemned. And these signs will follow those who follow in my name. In other words, you're going to ask, right? In my name they will do what? Cast out demons. That's amazing. That's the first thing he says. People, I don't believe that. Of course, you got plenty of them. You're not going to get it. You're too bound up. I just don't believe in demons. Of course you're not. You're a hotel. Every floor is filled and every room is not vacant. And they will speak with new tongues. Well, I just don't believe in that. Of course you don't. Because you're loaded. And they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, by no means hurt them. Believe me, when you go visit at people's houses, you need to know this prayer, especially when they feed you. You don't know what you're eating sometimes. And there's times when I've gone, right, oh, God, Lord. See, your word says I got to start making that exchange. Lord, I ain't going to die from this meal. You know that, right? Here, try this. Oh, not again. And it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will what? Recover in my name. In my name. Listen, you want to be back by heaven? Amen. Then you need to exchange to change. You have the power to exchange. So stop allowing the devil to tell you you don't, because you do. I'm going to close at Matthew 11. Verse 25. Stop whining and start fighting and exchanging. Whining gets you nowhere. Matthew 11 and 25. And at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, have revealed them to what? Babes. Even so, Father, for it is, seems good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and what? Learn. Everyone say, learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is what? Easy, and my burden is light. It's not difficult. Does everybody get this? It is simple. Following Christ is simple. You just got to be willing to pay the price. It's called, and what is the price? Cooperation. That's it. Again, there's a time to fight and a time to exchange. And you have the power to exchange. Use it. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed be protected by the blood of Jesus so it grows and bears fruit and enters every part of our being and all memory and drives out everything that would come against your word, come against any area, Lord, and fill your people with your spirit, bringing revelations, impartations, visiting them in dreams and visions. And Lord, bless their socks off. Fill them, dress them, and possess them. Empower them to say yes to you as they use the power to exchange, that they may change in your image and likeness, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed and stay dressed with the glory of God.